Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks to Sage. Be the boss of your accounts and payroll.
Open for Biz. Yes, it is that time of the week. And this week we decided to focus on some seasonal workers, seasonal businesses and those who operate summer camps in particular. So our very own Bobby Kerr went to summer camp. He went to the GAA Cool Camp in Athlone to see how the kids of Ireland are enjoying their summer.
Now, this week I'm in County Westmeath. I've just crossed the Shannon and I've wandered into Athlone GAA Club. I'm delighted to meet Darren McGee. He's going to tell me all about the Cool Club here and how Cool Clubs work. Athlone GAA, Darren, it's great to be here. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, it's great to be here. It's a good occasion. The Cool Camps themselves, like, they're, you know, they're great for the kids to get out and, you know, out and playing, especially after they've been locked up for so long. And, you know, it's a good way for kids from 6 to 13 years of age to come in and, I suppose, play, practice their GAA day on day, you know, for 4 hours a day. And, you know, it's a good way for kids to interact with each other again. And like that, you'd have some kids even coming in from other clubs from around the area as well, which is great to see, like, you know, mixing.
We hear the sounds of joy there in the background. And do girls and boys, do they play together or are they separate for the different sports?
No, they would play generally. It all depends, I suppose, on the split in the group. But generally speaking, we would have the girls and boys playing, you know, in the same group. And which is good. Like, you know, it's the same as what they would do in school. So we have the, depending on their age, we split them by kind of age and the size of how many would be registered in with the camp then itself. So yeah, so we'd have them mixed together, and it's a good blend. It's good to have the LGFA and the GA kind of like that working together, because some of the camps obviously are football camps and some of them then would also have camogie and hurling in them as well. Yeah.
And is the idea then that the child, the boy or girl, would learn a different aspect of the game every day that they were here? Or how does all that work?
Yeah, so the way it would work, there would be a program there that our coaches would follow. So let's say on a Monday, they'd be focusing in on punt kicking and hand passing. So the coach then would have, you know, a number of stations and drills set out for that specific skill. And like that, then they'd, you know, they'd skill test them or challenge them depending on the ability of the group. But yeah, the concept is that the guys that might necessarily be playing GA will pick up new skills, and those that are actually playing in the GA with a GA club, they'll also, like, you know, get more practice in as well. So in a midweek, then what we do then, depending on each of the camps that you're at, you would have you know, maybe small sided games then at the end of the day, or there'll be one kind of day designated to, like, go games, small sided games, where everybody gets a touch of the ball.
That's great. Now I see it's sponsored by Kellogg's. How does what's the business angle in terms of how much does it cost per child, and the fact that it's supported by Kellogg's, and I presume it's underwritten by the GAA?
Yes, so it's a Kellogg sponsored camp, and the way it would work is that it's €65 for a child to come into the camp then as well. And what they get for that is that they get a Kellogg's Cool Camp half zip, and also a jersey then, and a school bag as well. So
it's
quite a value. And so like that, with the sponsorship of Kellogg's, it subsidizes the gear quite a bit. So it's nice for the kids, and it's lovely to see, to be fair. And, you know, the kids love getting it, and the mams and dads also love getting it because they've got their school bag sorted out for the September as well. So that's the way it works. And then obviously if you had a number of kids from the same family, there's a reduction then for each child, additional child then after that then as well. That would be the costings on that for a family.
Yeah, no, I think that's very good value. It certainly is. And I suppose, you know, if we look at the weather, and we've been blessed with the weather lately, but if the weather goes bad, have you a plan B for activities?
Well, the weather has been kind of working with us and against us all these. And look, there are the challenges, you know, in COVID times. But like last week, we were very, very, very warm, you know, externally warm. But, you know, we allow for that as best we can, because we can't go indoors, obviously. So we kind of, in fairness to clubs around the place, they've provided with some little small marquees and pop-ups to allow kind of kids to go out with, like, go for shorter periods of time and then take a 10-minute break. You just have to do these things. And look, if it's lashing out of heavens, we're at the mercy of the gods. And like that, if there happens to be a day that's cancelled because of the weather, well, we add on an extra hour then. So at least we try our best to, you know, get all the kids, you know, getting, you know, 20 hours of GA within the week.
Now I'm down on the pitch and things are heating up here. There's a penalty competition happening in the background, and there's three lovely ladies here from the club are going to tell me all about the Cool Club. And this lady here, what's your name?
Verena.
Now, Verena, tell me about the Cool Club and what you do. And have you enjoyed it?
I have enjoyed it, and you get to play fun games.
Yeah.
Like Rounders, and we're playing Heaven and Hell right now.
Heaven and Hell? That sounds like hell, no?
Well, I haven't gone yet, but okay. I don't know.
Now, what's this lady's name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, how are you? How have you enjoyed the Cool Club?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what did you like best about the camp?
I enjoyed doing No Man's Land today.
Tell me about No Man's Land. How does that work?
You kick the ball over a place where the ball can't go in, and you have to catch it to get the people who are out in
okay.
your team.
Sounds good. And this, finally, this lady, what's your name?
Isabel.
Isabel. Tell us about the Cool Camp for you. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
What do you like?
I like doing all the games.
Yeah.
Because I find them really fun, and then it still involves football, which is good as well, because then you're getting better at it while still playing fun games.
Okay. Any hurlers here?
No.
All right, that's okay. So it's football. It's the big ball we're looking at here. Well, listen, thanks for joining us, ladies. It's great to see you all in action here at the camp. And good luck with the rest of it. And thanks for saying hello to us. I'll go back to Darren now and just finally ask him. Darren, I wanted to ask you, it's great to see the kids having such a great time here and all the laughter here. This is a good job you have.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it now, I have to say. I'm nearly, what, 3 years now as games manager at Westmead, and it's, I suppose, my pastime of being a GAA player now into actually, being a full-time role is fantastic. You know, I would have done a bit of time of coaching up in Dublin there, you know, and Geraldine Mourns, and also then, you know, down here to Westmead. So I moved down 4 years ago now. So
And what's it like being a dub in the heart of GAA in Athlone?
I enjoy it, I have to say.
Do they slag you?
Yeah, plenty of it. But you don't mind that. It's good. You know, the dubs now are, I suppose, leading them into a false sense of security now, I think, this year. But I sure look only times out. No, look, I do enjoy it, in fairness to that Athlone GAA club here. Like, they're fantastic. You know, since I've come down, been very welcoming to myself, you know, from outside. And I suppose, you know, kind of the experience that I've brought, you know, with my kind of current role as games manager, and I suppose playing career, I suppose they're tapping into it. And, you know, Fergal, Fergal O'Toole there, the chairperson, has been very good to ourselves, like, you know, and anything kind of that we're kind of looking to implement here, it's fantastic.
Well, listen, the camps are fantastic. It's great to see all the boys and girls having such a wonderful time. Thanks for letting us into your world, and indeed thanks for all you do for the kids, because this is really important stuff.
Yeah, no, thanks very much for coming down. And look, it's just for the kids. And basically, if the kids are enjoying it and they're going home with a smile on their face, then sure, that's a job well done.
You said it in one. Darren, thanks very much.
Thanks.
Open for Biz on Lunchtime Live.
Thanks to Sage. Be the boss of your accounts and payroll.